Are content warnings enough to help Spotify out of a boycott mess? It's been a week since music legend Neil Young posted a letter saying the music streaming platform Spotify can, quote, have Rogan or Young, but not both. Rogan is Joe Rogan, host of a popular podcast that's been spreading misinformation about COVID and vaccines. Now Spotify is promising some changes, and so is the podcast host. Marketplace's Nova Safo is here with more.
David, Spotify says it will add an advisory to podcast episodes that discuss COVID-19. The advisory will direct listeners to other podcasts on Spotify that provide vetted information about COVID. The company says it will roll out this new effort globally in the coming days. Meanwhile, Joe Rogan put out an Instagram video last night saying that he'll do better to balance out some of the fringe voices he's been putting on his podcast. But he also defended episodes that have been criticized for spreading COVID misinformation. Here's a bit of what he had to say.
My pledge to you is that I will do my best to try to balance out these more controversial viewpoints with other people's perspectives so we can maybe find a better point of view.
Now, other artists have joined Neil Young's boycott of Spotify. Joni Mitchell, Niels Lofgren. Nova, will Spotify still have to choose between Rogan versus Young and Joni Mitchell?
Well, at least for the time being, David, it apparently has. It's not pulling Rogan off the platform. It's allowed Young's music to go. Now, keep in mind, Spotify is investing in podcasts. The share of its revenues from podcasts is growing. So there's a financial incentive here that's very strong.
All right, Nova, thank you. Let's check the markets. Mixed indicators with the Dow future down 0.4%, the S&P future down 0.2%, but the NASDAQ future is up 0.4%. Last day of January here, and wholesale oil prices are on track for their biggest monthly jump in a year. Crude, traded in New York, is up 0.9% now, $87.64 a barrel. Demand is up at a busy time for commerce. Russia-Ukraine tensions, also a factor. Also today, the Emir of Qatar, Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani, is meeting at the White House with President Biden. Qatar is a huge natural gas producer, and Washington is looking to backstop Europe's gas supplies if things get uglier in Ukraine.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
A tight market for people to hire is one of the reasons union employees have felt a new sense of power in recent months, with strikes leading to concessions from heavy equipment maker John Deere and Kellogg's Cereal, and two Starbucks in the Buffalo, New York area going union. Yet, the rate of unionization in America last year matched its record low of 2019, underscoring that labor organizing is not easy in America. Charlotte Howard has been writing about this. She's U.S. business editor for The Economist magazine. Hi, Charlotte. Good to reconnect.
Hi, David.
I mean, if you look across countries, not just within the United States, the laws here make it relatively challenging to form a union.
So that's right. So that's why I'm actually skeptical, despite all this activity, I'm skeptical that you're going to see a big change. So American labor laws just make it really difficult to get from the stage of being excited about unionization to actually forming a union. And you really see that in the data. There was data that was published in January that showed that in 2021, unionization was just 10.3%, which matches the record low of 2019. And even that is inflated because of unionization among government employees. If you look just at the private sector, union rates are down to about 6%.
But some unions have remained very powerful over the years. The United Auto Workers, the Service Employees Union, has done a lot of hard work getting new members across the country.
Yeah, so you do see these pockets where there's really a lot of activity and enthusiasm. Unions have been successful in moving away from manufacturing towards service workers. And you really see that in healthcare workers in particular. There have been some strikes among healthcare workers. You see Starbucks workers also thinking about unionization. And so you do see these real pockets of activity and a lot of support, particularly among younger progressives. But the question is whether this will go from something that's happening on a relatively small scale to something bigger.
But you talked about public perceptions changing, becoming more favorable to the idea of unions and joining a union. What is that in part?
I think that there is a sense among the electorate that company profits have been really high and median wages have stagnated. And so what do you do about that? And some people put forward unions as a solution. One of the most interesting things, I think, is that unions do have a really big role politically, even if total unionization rates remain low. So they've been very successful, for instance, in advancing a higher minimum wage in states that are led by Democrats, even though there's no action on the federal level for the minimum wage. So you see unions wielding their power in new ways. But I think that the most dramatic action in this labor market is going to come not through collective bargaining itself, but through the individual actions of employers and workers.
And workers drawing added clout from the fact that so many people are leaving and it's hard to replace people.
Yeah, exactly. Employers are chasing workers rather than the other way around. And so they're doing all kinds of different things. They're recruiting workers in new ways. They're saying that workers don't need to have degrees that they once required. So it's a really, really interesting time for that relationship between workers and business.
Charlotte Howard is also The Economist magazine's New York bureau chief. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And I'm David Brancaccio. You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.